This war must happen. This war must occur. It is biblical. It was written down in the Bible before the foundations of the world. This war must happen. It must occur. It might not happen at this exact time that it is all rumbling and grumbling at this very time, but I do believe it's going to pop off majorly, World War III, within the next 12 months in this next year that we see coming up.
So many pro-Israel people that put their head in the sand and don't want to look at some of these atrocities and don't want to look at some of the videos that you sent me of soldiers shooting at people that are not doing anything.
But there's two reasons this war must happen. One, the true Israelites must go home. And two, God desires for there to be peace on earth. People don't realize that God desires for there to be peace on earth. And in order for there to be peace on earth, first, there has to come a war. Let me show y'all some Micah 4:3. He shall judge between many peoples and shall decide disputes for strong nations far away. And they shall beat their swords into plowing shares and their spears into pruning hook. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. God says that when the true Israelites are escorted back home to their homeland, Israel, that the nations will have peace. There will not be any wars in the world anymore. Right now, you see war in Ukraine. There's wars in Syria. Libya has been plummeted. Iraq has been freaking destroyed. Lord, help me. There is wars all over the world. And now you see a war with Israel and Hamas. This should be a clear indication to you. In your mind, you claim to be a believer. You came to love God, love Yahuwah. You read the scriptures and you see the plain written text, the plain truth, and you're still under strong delusion. This should be peer proof, just this scripture alone, that those people living in that land right now are not the true Israelites, because there would be no war in the whole world once the true Israelites are back in their homeland, Israel. This war must happen.
What does Israel want? Like, as a state, like, what do they want from the Palestinians? What do they expect? They expect to just keep the status quo, keep business going as usual, never let those people live a normal life. Like, what do they want? And why do they have so much hate? And why haven't the Israeli people, like, seen the horrors of this and rebelled?
Well, to be a leftist in Israel, it's difficult. And to be an anti-Zionist, it's even more difficult because you're rejecting your entire, like, identity.
Your religion as well as your political identity.
But look, it's a settler colonial state, just like a lot of other things in the past. But this is different because it's ongoing. And ever since the inception of Israel to today, the colonizers who colonized that land always knew that there was an indigenous Arab population that they wanted to kill or expel.
This war must occur. It must happen ultimately to bring peace on earth. God desires for there to be peace on earth. And I saw a guy on a podcast last night. It was real good. And I'm going to have to put the video in. But he was talking about ultimately Israel is going to need help in this war. And her help is going to come from America. But for some reason, he didn't say that in that video. And I thought that was very strange, because he talked about Israel is going to need help if Iran gets involved and if Egypt gets involved and Syria is kind of always already fringily involved. Lebanon gets involved. All of them Arab nations that surround Israel do not like Israel, because all of them have said the same thing, that those people are not the true Israelites and that they have no origin to that land. White people in America and white people in Europe, for some strange reason, say that all those Arab people don't like the Jewish because they say they're God's chosen people, or because they're Christians or Jewish. No, they say you go to Syria, go ask a Syrian, go ask a Palestinian. As a matter of fact, we put the video of the Palestinian talking and I'll put that video in here. But go ask one of them, the Iranian. I put the video of the guy from Iran in here. Right. And there's even a dude, Patrick Bet David. He's a freaking shield for America. He's from Iran. So he should know why the Iranians don't like the Jewish people. Oh, they just hate the Jewish people because of America. No, they say plainly, the Egyptian president said plainly, that the Jews left black and came back white.
You will never be able to live here in peace, because you left here black and came back white.
And they killed that Egyptian president, might I add. So they don't like them because they have no origin to that land. They are Europeans that were placed in that land. They're from Ukraine.
You have to remember one thing I think is very important, that the white Jews that we see today have no bloodline connection with the Jews of the biblical period. They were converted to Judaism in Europe and in Russia. They were converted and have no bloodline connection with the black Jews who make up the biblical Israel that the Bible writes about and of which Jesus was a part.
Just so happens both of their homeland, one their stolen homeland and the other land that they're really from, are both of the two places that are on war right now. But anyways, let me move on. World War I was about them. I have showed y'all videos of Jewish people showing how World War I was about them. World War II was about them. Vietnam, believe it or not, was about these Jewish people. Oh yeah, I'm going to get banned on this one. I'm going ahead and just say what it is on this one. They're going to go ahead and, you know, YouTube, go ahead and ban me on this one, right? Vietnam, believe it or not, let's just say has been said by some to be about the Jewish people. And there are also theories out there that Mossad, which is the Jewish CIA, maybe I'll put that video in, had something to do with the assassination of President Kennedy over the whole Vietnam situation. So that's three wars I just gave you. I mean, you know, Iraq was about them. You know, Afghanistan and all that was about them. What America doing way over there? America, 10,000 miles away from that place. Libya was about them. The Egyptian president being cool was about them. So anyways, the guy says in this podcast that, you know, all these other countries are going to come. All these Arab nations basically are going to come against Israeli Israel. But what he didn't say was that America was going to help Israeli Israel. And that's an absolute fact. You just watch the comments on Fox News if you want to see that. Joel 3:2, I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. There I will enter into judgment against them concerning my people, my inheritance, Israel, whom they have scattered amongst the nations as they divided up my land. They have scattered my people amongst the nations. This war must happen. And they have divided up my land, Israel. Israel, Palestine.
That's what was built after 9/11. If you recall, in 2002, 2003, you know, Trump wants to build his wall. Well, Mr. Ariel Sharon built his wall across the Holy Land. So if you go to Bethlehem today or Jerusalem, or if you go to the West Bank, you'll see this big wall. It's 40 times longer than the Berlin Wall and twice as high.
When have you, name me a time in the history of the world where Jewish people were scattered throughout all nations? Scattered there by the nations, scattered. Name me a time. In the history of the world. Name me any people ever that was scattered to all nations, ever in the history of the world. I mean, it's only happened to one people, ever. So we don't even got to argue who World War III is about. God is going to bring all nations down to the Valley of Jehoshaphat to war. And he's putting them on trial, and he's going to make them war and destroy themselves because of what they did to us. This war must occur. And after these wars occur, and after everybody is decimated and depleted, and the real Israelites are back in their homeland, then there will be peace on earth. I'm just telling y'all what's about to happen.
And I most probably shouldn't go here, but I will anyway. You see, after the destruction of the temple, yes, many of the Jews, the poor Jews, remained in the land. But there was a migration as well of the more affluent Jews to Yemen and to other parts of Africa. Other parts of Africa. You see, the black African Shemites were actually then taken away in slave ships. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. And who were the owners of these slave ships? Who were the biggest slavers in the 16th century? The Ashkenazi were the biggest slavers in the 16th and 17th century.
So they scattered his people, transatlantic slave trade, then divided up his land, Israeli Israel, Ashkenazi Jewish, and Palestinians. Christ said that there will be Gentiles living in Israel. Gentiles, Ashkenazi, all you got to do is go, Genesis 10 and 5, and it says that Ashkenazi was a Gentile. So there's Ashkenazi Jewish people living in Israel today. So Christ said clearly that the Israelites are going to be scattered into all nations, and then Gentiles would be living in Jerusalem until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That's in Luke 21 and 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, talking about the Israelites, and shall be led away captive into all nations, or shall be scattered into all nations. The true Israelites, this is what happened to them. They're going to be led away captive, as we were led away captive, and scattered into all nations. And look what happened. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down by Gentiles. Jerusalem, Israel. Gentiles shall be living in that land until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. This war must happen. This war must happen. Only one people ever in the history of the world has been led away captive into all nations. Not the Americans, not the Palestinians, not the Frenchmen, not the Jewish. Only one people ever have been led away captive into all nations. This war must happen. So he's saying that all the Arab nations who know for a fact that those white people living there in Israel are not origin in that land, appear to one day, he thinks that they're going to come in these in the next year and a half or year, that they're going to come up against Israeli Israel.
Israel conducted a major military exercise earlier this year that tested this very scenario. What would happen if an uprising in the West Bank, uprising in Gaza, Hezbollah intervenes in the north, Iran intervenes? What would Israel do? And they did this major exercise, and it turned out that Israel lost. Israel can't win that war. So Bibi Netanyahu knows this.
And I'm telling you that a fact, for absolute 100% fact, if that happens, America is going to help or aid Israel. Now, the funny thing, all you have to do is look at all the American politicians, look at every news media station. 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan, who is the God of this world, has blinded the minds of those who do not believe. Satan is the God of this world, and he has blinded the minds of those who do not know the truth, period. And listen to this, check this out. The reason why the mayor of Fresno, your politician, I just seen Floyd Mayweather tweeting about it. I thought Floyd Mayweather was self-made. I guess not. Even he got to kiss the ring. Y'all thought Elon Musk was self-made. I seen him tweet the other day. He got to kiss the ring. Why do all your politicians, you can't even if you want to say free Palestine, you can't say it. Even if you want to say it. Even if you just personally felt like, dang, I just feel like maybe they shouldn't take, go in there and just try to wipe all them out and then say, oh, this is ours just 50 years ago, right? Even if you thought that, you couldn't say it because they're the bankers and they have ultimate wealth. And they are, oh, Lord, help me preach this thing. And it says that the God of this world is Satan. That's what the scripture says. I don't want to say who. The scripture says the God of this world is Satan. And then the scriptures goes on to says that Satan has a people, Revelations 2:9 and Revelations 3:9. I know thy works and thy tribulation, and I know thy poverty, but thou art rich. That's talking about us. I know your works, I know your tribulation, and I know your poverty, but you're rich. It's saying that you're in the worst conditions in the world right now, and you're in poverty, and you're going through tribulations, right? But you are rich, meaning you have an inheritance coming. But listen what God also said to us. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are you, say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. That's what the Bible says. I guess we will find out in these last days who the real Jews are in these last days, right? Okay, I can't wait to see the look on white Christians' face. I had to write that down. I said, I can't wait to see the look. I really can't. I cannot wait to see it. Okay, Lord, let me be here to see that. If I get to see anything, let me see their face. You know what I mean? When it all go down, that's all I need to see. So what's funny, right? And I'm gonna let y'all go real quick, is America 100% is definitely going to aid Israel. And then once America aids Israel, China is going to go after Taiwan, which is just a country that was theirs anyway, just like Ukraine was Russia's, right? They're going to go after Taiwan. And then, then that's going to start World War III right there. Because Russia and China are going to come together. They're going to go after America. And why is all this going to happen? Oh, Lord, this is all happening. They say that in court, this war must happen. It's happening because God is putting the spirit of war on all these nations. But all of these nations simultaneously believe that they are doing it for their own benefit. Like, for example, I have already told y'all that there ain't no such thing as Hamas. It's just ran by Mossad, the CIA. They created this war. The Palestinians have no reason whatsoever to go to war with Israel. Not one reason. They have no reason whatsoever to bomb Israel. Not one reason. Not one motive. In court, when you normally got to prove, a case, you normally have to have a motive. Is the first thing that we would be able to ask, or that you would see asked on the American stage if they were allowed to. But now all of a sudden the Republicans believe the fake news. The Republicans are the biggest cowards in the effing country. Their base is crazy. Trump was white when he said it. When Oprah, he said the Republicans are the stupidest people in the country. I agree with it. I used to think it was the Democrats. No, it's definitely the Republicans. It's definitely Republicans. They're definitely the stupidest people in the country. For sure. For sure. Ukraine is like, oh, nah, we don't want to help them. Same situation in Israel. Oh, yes, in A. Trump was right. They're the dumbest voters made in the country. He was right. He said, if I ever ran, I'll run as a Republican because they're the dumbest voter base in the country. That's literally what he said in the 90s. And I was like, once I became a Republican back in the day, I don't really know. Maybe he's wrong. But now that I see how it looks, you can literally tell them one thing this day, tell them the other thing the other day. Oh, yeah, let's get rid of Kevin McCarthy. Oh, yeah, look, let's put Steve Scalise in. Steve Scalise is the same guy as Kevin McCarthy, like the same guy. Like, anyway, I'm going on a tangent. So you normally got to show motive, right? The Palestinians have no motive. Israel has all the motive. What would their motive be? Let's just go wipe out the rest of these Palestinians and take the rest of this land that we already want. Since 1948, they've been slowly taking more and more land and always making an excuse of why they're taking more and more land from them. Ultimately, what did they just really want? To take the whole land. right? Also, why do they go after Syria? And why do they go after Lebanon? Why do they try to attack all these different other countries and even Iraq? Why? Because the true homeland, Israel, is not just that little sliver. And maybe I'll put the map up to show y'all, but the true homeland of Israel is not just that little sliver that y'all see. It's parts of Syria, parts of Iraq, Lebanon and Yemen. The true homeland, Israel, is a huge portion of that Middle East. I want y'all to know that.
And this is what they aspire to. This is called What Israel's Future Borders Will Look Like. It's from an Israeli website. And Menachem Begin said, after the partition plan in 1947, when the United Nations tried to partition Palestine, Menachem Begin said, the partition of Palestine is illegal. Jerusalem was and will forever be our capital. And Eretz Israel will be restored to the people of Israel, all of it and forever.
Oh, God. And look, Iraq already been plummeted. So it's in the parts of Syria, most of that has already, a lot of that has been plummeted as well. I'm just trying to show y'all something. They want to put settlements there already. We'll get into that another time. So that's their motive, is to just wipe them out. Also, secondly, that if there was ever a time for them to try to take out the Palestinians, they better do it now, while America does not have a strong leadership, and why America is divided. Because Americans, for the most part, are divided on this subject. When you go to just the regular American people, they're divided on this subject. Some saying, I guess we should. Some saying, I guess we shouldn't. And that has never been in the history of the world been like that. Normally, everybody in America is just, you know, hook, line, and sinker, whatever the fake news tell them. But now, today in America, people are questioning. God, I got to hurry this up. Point being is that they have motive. The Arabs also have motives to attack them, not the Palestinians, but the other Arab nations. I'm talking Iran, Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, Hamas, and the Palestinians. They're a little small fringe group. They don't even exist. And the Palestinians living in Israel, they don't have no real power. But Turkey, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Iran, even Iraq, they all have great motive to attack Israel right here and right now, because America, like I said, is more divided than it's ever been. President Joe Biden is its president right now. Even the Republicans are scared to go to the army. They talking about support Israel with aid, right? Go tell one of them to join the army. I can't wait till they tell us all to go. I can't wait. I cannot wait. You're going to see, then you're going to find out who the real patriots are. When they sending all that, you know, they doing all that tweeting, all that comment, putting the flag up in their profile. Let's see when the war pop off. Let's see if you go sign up. Let's see then. Then we're going to find out how, you know what I'm saying? Then we're going to see what's really going on. Right? Oh, Lord, I can't wait till it happens. Oh, Lord, I really can't. So they have motive. The Arabs have motive too. And then obviously China and Russia would have motive too. This is the most, if you were ever going to attack America, you better not do it under Trump, right? Then the patriots are going to start coming out. Right. He gonna start building up a base. You know, he's going to building up that American pride. Right. There's no American pride under Joe Biden. This would be the time that everybody's divided. Trump's more of a populist. He has a following, a movement. People will be willing to go sacrifice their lives for him as president if he said it. But they're not going to want to do that for Joe Biden. So they have motive to do it now. God, I hope I didn't go too long. And I hope I said everything that I was trying to tell y'all. But the point is that this war must happen, and that God is the one orchestrating this war. But all of these nations believe, all of these nations have their own individual motives for wanting to go do this war, not knowing that it's going to start a whole world war. But in the end, this is what God is orchestrating to happen. Oh, Lord, because it's biblical, it's prophecy. It was written before the foundations of the world. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And ultimately, like I said, God does want to bring peace on earth. But first, this war must occur. Zephaniah 3:8. Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdom, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with fire of my jealousy. God is jealous. He is pissed off. Y'all don't want to hear what I'm saying. He is upset. Mm-mm-mm. Why would he be jealous? Why would God be mad? Lord, this war must happen. This war must happen. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, send your tithe, offering, or donations to Cash App, money sign Leo Dunson. You can also go to leodunson.com/donate.
And like I have been saying in many of my videos of leading up to this one, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed and do not be worrisome. Because to see these judgments and these tribulations coming upon the world is a clear indication that also our salvation is soon to also come in this world, in these last days. So you should be cheerful, of good spirited. Oh, Lord, I thank you. And encouraged. What did God tell Joshua? Be strong and courageous in these last days. All right, I'll talk to y'all soon. Receive this message in the name of Christ. Shalom, shalom. I believe in the Most High God's laws, commandments, and statutes, and he has commanded us to send a tithe, to send a tenth of everything that we earn. And God has said that if we follow his laws, commandments, statutes, that we will be blessed, that we will lend and not borrow, that we will be set high above all nations, and that our hands and anything that we do with our hands, it would increase and it would be blessed. If you believe God, then follow his laws, his commandments, his statutes, and we are commanded to tithe. So send your tithe, your offering, or your alms, or your donations to Cash App, money sign Leo Dunson. You can also go to leodunson.com/donate, and may the glory of God and his blessings be upon you. Shalom.